A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jim. How are we doing this morning?
Well, we're doing good. This is going to be a little bit different, a twist. We're going to put you in the hot seat here, Dan. You know, for you folks listening, you know, Dan, who has All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, sponsors the All Four Seasons Home Show and, of course, co-hosts the show with me every week with all the different businesses. But this week, we're going to feature Dan as the guest because not only is All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors a place for over two decades that when trust matters, you count on for a garage door and entry door. But now they also are adding something. It's a natural extension, windows. So Dan's going to talk about that. We're going to get into that a little bit. But before we do, Dan, how about a little background on how All Four Seasons Garage Entry Doors windows even got going originally? Well, a little background on yourself and how All Four Seasons came about, because I bet people listen to you every week, but we don't really get into that too much. So I bet our audience would like to know more about you.
Yeah, listen, you're right about that. We kind of skip over, but I do have a really good story. The old American dream, really, this is what it was. I went to school at Western Michigan, came from the Michigan area. Went to school for broadcasting, which is, this is finally, right? I finally
That's
got
ironic,
to use some of that.
It?
Yeah. And it's fun, and I enjoy it. When I went to school, I wanted to do it, but, you know, I didn't do what I was supposed to in college to kind of do the internships and things. And by the time I got out, I got into sales, and I did some software sales. After about 3 years, got tired of working at other companies going out of business, moving products, all kinds of problems. I just said, I want to do something myself. So I went back to Michigan. My uncle had a garage door business for about 5 years. He had learned it from his brother, my other uncle, who had kind of been in the garage door business his whole life as a technician. And I just rode around with him for a couple of weeks. I came back, put Yellow Page ads in, Jim, which I know you're familiar with. That's how me and Jim met. He was selling Yellow Pages back in the day. And that's how I got the business going. And I worked my butt off for 5 years. I legitimately worked 75, 80 hours every week, 7 days a week. Just about killed myself. I wanted to be successful. I did everything with the garage doors, every single...
Eating pork and beans.
Pork and beans if I was lucky. Some days I was eating fast food 3 times in a day and I still couldn't get fat. That's how much I was moving. Yeah. I was working from 6 a.m. to 10 o'clock at night. I had no other life. Then, you know, I'd say about 5 years in, I probably cut down to about 65 hours. Still worked a lot. Didn't work Sundays anymore, but I still worked Saturdays, you know, for all those years. And little by little, I started giving things away, you know, giving the phones away for somebody to answer, giving the service away. I had my appendix out. I couldn't fix doors for a month. And all of a sudden I sold a lot of garage doors. I said, maybe I shouldn't be fixing these doors. I should be selling them.
Right.
Then eventually I had to give up the selling the doors, you know, about 15 years in, and hire a couple salesmen. But the biggest part was probably about 12 years in was when my family came down. And that's when I offered my sister a job and not thinking she would even take it. I lost my secretary and sure enough, she took it, brought my brother-in-law down, my nephews. Eventually my parents came down. I've literally had my dad's brother down here working.
Your in-laws came down.
Yeah, my in-laws, my dad's brother came down and worked for me for a little while, who had worked for my uncle. I've got my dad's sister down here now. We have my mom's sister with her husband.
You got a cousin here.
I mean, we literally, Michigan all came down. It was me by myself, and then now all the family from Michigan is down here, and they really took a big burden off of me, you know, the phones especially, and it allowed me to grow my business to they started handling the operations where I could really grow all four seasons. And really, that's kind of where we're at now. We added front doors maybe 7 years ago, and then we, you know, we did Nashville about 7 or 8 years ago. Yeah. And so now it is a natural progression, really, for the windows. And, you know, people have asked us about these windows for years. We actually have been doing some. People don't know that. But we would do things for customers when they'd ask us, and it was a good customer. We'd say, yeah, well, we can do the windows for you. We'll give you a good price. We've got a great product. We've got a great installer. And then we just did that, and I just finally got to the point. I said, why aren't we doing this? I mean, this is very similar to a front door as far as, you know, the salesman comes out, goes over everything with the customer, measures it, and then we get the installer to come out and just confirm all the measurements, see if there's something we're not, you know, that my salesman couldn't see, some rotten wood, and, you know, something that would have to be done above and beyond. And, you know, it comes out, and we go install it. We cover another opening of your home up, and that's really kind of what we do already.
Well, all four seasons has been providing additional energy savings and comfort and curb appeal to homes for years with the garage doors and with the entry doors. So those are openings to your home, but, you know, multiple openings of the windows. So it seems to me like it's just a natural progression.
Well, one of the things we're going to do, Jim, and I will get back to this in our special at the end, okay? I'm going to give a nice special, but I want to talk about it.
You're too good to people, Dan. Just too good.
Well, listen, when you hear this, you're really going to say that, okay? So first off, we're hoping we can get all that business from you, right? Maybe even at the same time. We talk about some people can't afford it, but we will have financing. So if you want to get it all done, it is a way. It's a solution.
Can you
know?
Bundle it?
I mean, it is a bundle. In fact, that's what we're looking for the name for this. But that's kind of what we're looking at is a bundle. So as we bundle, we're going to try to make this very affordable for everybody. And how we're going to do it, you know, typically your windows are going to cost the most money. Okay, we always got some coupons. We've got some kind of special we're going to give you on the windows. But then we're going to give you 10% off if you decide to do a garage door or garage doors or a front door. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now let's say you do that and you want the third option. You want to bring in everything, right? Where you're doing the front door, you're doing the garage doors, you're doing the windows. How it's going to work, we're going to give you that special on the windows. We're going to give you the 10% off on the front door, and we're going to give you 25% off on the garage doors, which is unbelievable. So you're going to be getting an absolute steal on the garage doors. It's going to feel like, because it's the most inexpensive thing you can do, typically, it's going to feel like you got these things for nothing.
With a great return.
With a great return, and that's the biggest opening on your home, right? So as far as the insulation goes, that's an important thing to do. And why 25%, Jim? Because this is our 25th anniversary. We've been in business for 25 years.
Wow,
we started in 1999.
Wow.
It's 2024. When we get to April, that will be when I did my first garage door job. And
congratulations.
It's unbelievable. It's been 25 years, but I am super, super excited about these windows. I really am. I think we've got a super high quality product, and I think it's what customers already have been asking us. So once they find out that we're doing this, we've got a lot of happy customers over the years. I mean, hundreds of thousands of happy customers that we're going to go back to and say, listen, if you haven't done your windows, let us take care of you just like we have with garage doors and front doors.
Right. And you know what I like about this decision you've made is there's a lot of people out there that claim to be doing windows. But as we know from the All Four Seasons Home Show with all different businesses, there's a lot of people that really are not doing the right things for the right reasons. And you guys have an impeccable reputation for integrity and doing things the right way and standing behind things with the garage doors, with the entry doors, and I have no doubt it'll be the same with the windows.
Of course, it's customer service is one of our core values, along with honesty and teamwork. Those are our core values with All Four Seasons, and we mean it. We don't just pretend. We don't just advertise it. We mean it, and I'm super proud. I'm super proud of our reputation. I'm going to give you just a little synopsis.
Sure.
I had a friend send me kind of a text thread. We were on this East Cobb, I don't know, this subdivision thread, and somebody asked, hey, do you know a garage door company? And one of my friends that I coach baseball with, and our kids have played baseball together. He threw out my name. Hey, all four seasons, they're great. And then the next person comes on and says, oh, yeah, I used all four seasons. They are incredible. Bam, bam, bam. Seven people in a row say all four seasons. Not one other person talks about another garage door company. I can't tell you how good that makes me feel, Jim. After all these years.
It doesn't surprise me. You sound like you're surprised. I'm not surprised.
Listen, it's sometimes no matter what you do, you don't expect that. Seven people all say the same thing, well, and not one brings up even another company or something bad to say about us, of course. And I think at the end of the day, that's what still after 25 years makes me feel really, really good about my business. I mean, I don't touch everything like I used to. I can't. But but the people that work for me do the exact same thing that I've always asked them to do and asked myself.
Well, it all goes back to the slogan that you've adopted many years ago, when trust matters.
Yeah, when trust matters. I want people calling us, and I love having another product to go out and make people happy with. And I feel like the windows, and we'll get into this after the break, but I feel like my windows are not only a super high-quality window that looks really good, but I think it's very affordable. Very affordable for compared to the other windows. It really is not going to break the bank. Obviously, windows cost because you got a lot of them in the home, but this is not a crazy cost for the windows.
Well, you know, I've been very close to your business for many years, and you're very successful with the garage door business and the entry doors. You didn't have to do this. So you did this by demand. People were, hey, you know, why aren't you guys doing windows, or who do I use for windows, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're not a nonprofit, Jim. Of course, we'd like to, you know, turn a profit on this, but at the end of the day, it was just like the doors. Right. Remember when people, I tell you, they'd ask me all those years, and I finally got a good installer and a good product, and that's when I changed.
We're up against a break now, but if you're just joining us, you're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show with our sponsor, Dan Watkins, and Dan is our guest. Because, as you know, he's a sponsor. He has all four seasons garage entry doors and now windows. So we're going to be talking about how he has ventured now into the window division and all the reasons that maybe you might want to consider windows. We'll be right back after this break.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you? 3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. And if you're just joining us, you know, you're used to every week us bringing the best businesses in Georgia here to help you make a good consumer decision, save money, and not get ripped off. And the way that show happens is because Dan Watkins of All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors sponsors this show and co-hosts it with me, and we put a lot of time and effort into vetting the right kind of businesses. But this week, Dan is the guest. You might say, well, why is Dan the guest? Because All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors has now ventured into a natural extension of the business, windows. So We're gonna be talking a little bit about windows, how he got into it, and that type of thing. And before we do, want to remind you to download the Extra 106.3 app to be able to stream anywhere, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Right, Dan?
That's right.
Yeah, it's very easy. We're also simulcast, so if you're not into streaming, but you like listening to the radio and you're and you happen to be out there on the perimeter, whatever, a little farther, and maybe the reception there for FM is not as good as you'd like it to be, we're simulcast. We're also on 1230 AM, so check us out. But anyway, getting back to the windows here, I'll tell you, Dan, I think this is a natural extension of what you do. I'm glad you're doing it because there's a lot of window people out there, but like in a lot of fields, there's a lot of nefarious characters that are really not doing the right thing. And if there's one thing that All Four Seasons has a good reputation for, that's integrity, honesty, and backing up what you guys have always done.
There's no doubt. And it doesn't matter if it's windows, a garage door, a front door. You know, I mean, for us anyways, it's doing the right things. And, you know, we sometimes have some customers that don't use honesty with some of the stuff they're trying to do to get a deal. You know, it's funny. We got one right now that we're going to have to take to court that, you know, the kids are trying to say the mother was had Alzheimer's and she shouldn't have to pay. She didn't know what she was doing when she bought the garage door. And we've got all the recordings. She was perfectly fine. And it's crazy what people will do sometimes. Yeah. So, you know, we would like to think that our customers are very honest. And most of them are, of course. But whether we're dealing with an employee, we're dealing with a customer, it just doesn't matter. If when you're supposed to do the right thing, you do the right thing. And you know, there's times where our warranties are up and it's hasn't been that much that long and something should really last a little bit longer. And I tend to just not charge people for things like that because I want them to come back. I want them to feel good. I don't want them to be angry with us. And of course we expect that the product will maybe last longer or the labor or whatever it is. So that's a big deal for us. There's no doubt. And one of the things I like about these windows, speaking of kind of a warranty too and doing the right thing, is, you know, most of the windows that we're going to be selling have a broken window warranty. Like if the window breaks at any point, we replace it for free. So and that's through the manufacturer. So we're going to, I mean, imagine that, you know, little Timmy throws a baseball through a window and you're getting the window replaced for free. So
no kidding. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so you can't beat that. Now, what brand window are you endorsing?
We're using Provia, and how we have the relationship with Provia is on the front door side and really entry doors, any of our entry doors, and they are just known as the top in the industry. And you know, their warranties are the best. It comes from Amish country out in Ohio, which, you know, some younger people don't know about the Amish quite as much, but if you're, you know, my age at least or older, you understand that means super high quality.
Well, I'll tell you something. I've been dealing with home service companies since 1981, and Provia is second to none in quality. And I know you guys already do the Provia doors. I'm very happy to hear you're doing Provia windows.
Yeah, no, it's the same high quality. I have actually been surprised that the pricing that we have, especially we're kind of a new vendor doing this. You don't get the best prices, right, usually.
Right.
And I've just been very surprised at, I guess, where we compare to everybody else on the pricing of the windows. I really like to be able to give a really great price to my customers as well. You know, you got your Anderson windows and some of these Marvin and some of these people. They're about 2.5 times more than the end of the windows that we're selling, and we're selling a really, really good window here. I don't know how justifying that additional cost on some of those windows is really worth it to most people. I mean, are you getting 1% more energy efficient or something like that? We've had the window people on here before, and we've talked to them about a lot of things, and that's kind of been something they all agree on. There is a point where, you know, you get the best window, but it's just not going to get you your bang for your buck.
You know, it's interesting about the window industry, just like the garage doors, and of course the front doors, is the difference in styles and the colors and everything. I mean, you talk about adding to your curb appeal. You put new windows in your house, you'll be shocked at how that house will pop, right?
Yeah, no, it's added. It's very similar, I would say, to the garage door business, where you had very limited options 20, 25 years ago, right? And then now you can match colors on the exterior house, you know, so you can have a different color on the exterior than you do on the inside. You get warranties with all that. They've got wood graining available. They have you know, there's just a lot. There's obviously there's differences of window quality. And this is what's interesting to me, Jim, is if you look at our pricing from our kind of the, you'd call it builder grade kind of window, the mm-hmm. cheapest one you got, even though that would be a huge improvement for a lot of these people that had their house built 20 or 25 or 30 years ago, right. All the way up to your triple pane window, there is not a huge price difference. And maybe I'm letting the cat out of the bag and I shouldn't. These window companies are charging people a ton more money. Right. But what I found is there's not a big difference. You can, for just slightly more, you can go from your bottom grade all the way to your top or almost top grade that is just an incredible window. And the looks are amazing compared to what you had before. Low profiles and easy to pop the windows out and wash them. And they'll
be here when you and I are long gone.
They are. They last forever. These vinyl windows last forever. I mean, they really do. I mean, not forever.
What about your guarantee warranty on those Provia windows?
Well, you get the breakage again. You get the breakage warranty. So to me, that's unbelievable. Yeah. You know, that to me, if it breaks, you know Provia has been around forever. They're going to be around, you know, in 10 or 15 or 20 years for your warranty if something were to happen.
Well, one thing I know that's important is it's as important as the product itself is installation. I know you've always been a real bugaboo on making sure your guys installed the garage doors properly. The front doors have to be hung just right. So I would think that your culture, you make sure these windows, no matter how good they are, have to be installed properly.
That's right. I mean, it's like everything else. I mean, you just hit on it. And it's not just for me. It's almost everybody that comes in here every week. We talk about you can get a good product. If it's not installed properly, it's not going to perform right. And if you get a great installation on a not as good a product, you might be better off than that good product that was installed poorly. So same thing here. We've got a couple install crews that have been working for us for the last 5 years. They've shown to us, I mean, they've just been spot on money. I mean, they do a great job. So I feel very comfortable with them coming out to the house. But, you know, the thing you can always trust out of all four seasons more than anything else is that we're going to come back if there's a problem. I mean, things happen, right? You go install 25 windows, and you know this, Jim. I mean, you're probably going to have a problem with one of them at some point,
right,
you know,
right.
Whether it's the day of installation or you figure it out a week or 2 weeks after the fact or two or 3 months after the fact, you're going to have something that happens. I mean, we might come out and maybe one of the windows broke on the way with the shipping. And by the way, Provia does an amazing job shipping everything to make sure there isn't breakage. But things like that happen. Maybe one of our guys drops one of the windows.
Sure.
You know, we're going to make it right. And that's the bottom line. I mean, when these things happen, you don't want to have to come back. But if you know someone's coming back and they're going to do the right thing, it should put your mind at ease.
Well, you know, the energy savings on these Provia windows is incredible. I mean, it's going to make a world of difference in your home, right?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, there's no question, especially if you've got single-pane windows, it is
the old wooden single-pane windows that are stuck. You can't even get open half the time.
No, I mean, it's the seals break, right? And they got the little cloud in there.
And you know, some people are saving as much as 60% on their energy bill when they switch out to the Provia energy-efficient windows.
I would think even more going from a single-pane, Jim, with some of this stuff. And, you know, with the old wood windows, they're rotted. Yeah. I mean, if you've got those things are rotted out. You got a problem already, and then that's an eyesore on top of that. So,
and we'd like to think the energy efficiency savings is the number one priority. But what people find from what I talking to you the other day about windows is, you told me the comfort that people experience. They're just real happy with the comfort, right, when they change their windows out.
Well, we've talked to insulation companies just real recently, right, and we were just discussing the exact same thing. And you know, there's things. It's not just energy efficiency. It is making your home comfortable, and it's really the windows are kind of all over the house, Jim. I mean, we got the garage doors, the biggest opening in the house. We do have some other entry doors, which are important, but your windows are all over the house.
Some houses have up to 60 windows.
I'm sure. I bet you my house, Jim, probably has, you know, 40 or 50
there
windows.
There you go.
That's
a lot of
windows.
That's a lot of openings.
That's a lot of openings for sure. And I mean, I felt fortunate they had gave me double pane windows in, because I bet you that was borderline at that time whether to do that 20 years ago. So Listen, I mean, it's still, you could make a case to replace some of those in with when there's that many windows, but you know, a lot of homes have 20, 25, 30 home or 30 windows.
Oh yeah.
And again, if you can't afford them all at one time, a great way to do it is to pick, you know, do
one. Well, let's talk about that, because you all Four Seasons works with people, right? It's not all or nothing, right? As far as, you don't have to get all the windows at once.
No. What we're trying to do is a five window minimum. I mean, because it's hard to get out there just to go do one or two windows.
But I'm talking about, they can do the first floor maybe, or the top floor.
Or the front.
Or the terrace the front, level, the first time. Basement.
The back, the next year, something
and
like
you'll
that.
You work with them.
Absolutely. I mean, we're you know, however
you're not
you
trying
need
to high
it.
Pressure them to do the whole thing if they can't afford it, right?
No, but we also do offer financing. So, you know, the fact that we've got the financing on there, that's a way to pay for that over a
now
couple years.
Now, you
got
some good we know how the interest rates on the mortgages are, but you guys have been able to put together a package that is fair and reasonable for the window installation.
Yeah,
right?
we've got three different packages depending on how long you want to go, and you know, obviously it's not free to do this, so you know, the longer you want to string these out, the little bit more it costs to do that. However, think about energy savings, right? Whatever that interest is that you're going to pay on those windows, you're probably getting that money back, but you get to use those windows right away. You get the comfort right away, that you get the beauty right away.
It's going to give your HVAC system a break.
It is definitely going to give it a break. So I am super excited. You know, I talked about the kind of the special we're putting together, and I really believe that, along with the financing, I think we're giving people a really good incentive to get everything done at the same time, just knock it all out pretty quickly. You know, the garage doors go in a half a day. The front door usually takes, you know, 5 hours. You know, depending on how many windows you have, we're going to knock that out in a day or two. I mean, you could literally, you could change a lot of things in your home for in a very short period of time. And with some financing, it's a pretty reasonable, you know, for what somebody buys a car or something like that, a new car for, it's going to be a lot lower payment than what you get on a brand new car.
Absolutely. You know, I want to get back to installation and your employees. I know when it comes to hanging a door, an entry door, an outside door, or windows, if they're not installed, if they're not hung just right, you know, you just can't have anybody installing windows. Usually it requires a trim carpenter, because there's something tricky about it. I don't know how to do it, but I do know that they've got to be hung just right. So you have to have quality people that know what they're doing. And I know all Four Seasons historically has the best folks.
I got to have the best.
Technically. And the kind of people you're not afraid to have in your home, right?
That's right.
Because with the windows, they're right in the home. I mean, they're upstairs, downstairs, they're in their bathroom.
That is true, Jim.
They're in your master bedroom. They're everywhere.
That is very true. That's a really good point. I mean, when we install front door, we got to get in the house. The garage doors, we don't really have to get in the house. We just got to kind of get in the garage, but that's part of somebody's house.
Right.
You know, these windows, right, you're going into every nook and cranny of the house, right? You're going into the bedrooms, you're going into...
Sometimes you have to move the furniture back a little bit, right? You have to work with the window treatments. You guys have to maybe take off the window, right?
That's
right. And put them back.
That's right.
So you don't want some moron in there destroying your window treatments or... Right.
That absolutely. Again, you've got to have the right people that are going in these homes and, you know, making you proud of who you're sending in the home, right? And
right.
Not just proud of the end job, which of course we want to be very proud of that, but how do they interact with the customers? How do they, you know, their physical appearance? Are they scaring these people that they're going to go rob them after they get done? Or, you know, I mean, those are things that people care about. So that's important to me. And, you know, I think it's important to a lot of people. And again, it kind of comes back to customer service. But if we're going to get this all done right, we've got to have a great installation process.
Now, when we talk about installation, usually the average home is going to have 20, 25 windows. Okay. What's the barring any inclement weather? How long does it take to get windows installed and before they're in and out of there?
You know, I think it depends a little bit. Well, it depends a lot, right, on the number of windows it's going in.
Right.
But that 20-25, you know, that's going to be anywhere from a day to day and a half ish kind of job typically.
That's reasonable. Yeah.
You know, but again, you could have a big window that's up high and. It's a little tougher to install something like that.
Right.
If you're going in with the exact or very similar basic windows, nothing up high, you're going to get out of there faster, typically. You know, if you've got a ton of wood rot or something like that where you're having to replace stuff, it's going to take a little longer. So those are some of the factors that are going to determine how long that it takes. But, you know, I think most people are going to get done in 2 days.
Now, all four seasons, you know, you guys are getting ready to celebrate, what, 25 years?
25 years, Jim.
Wow. You have a process in place. Walk me through, if somebody's interested in or anything, garage door, but windows we're talking about today, from what the process is, what is your system, all four seasons system, dealing with customers from beginning to end?
Well, it's really, and again, this is part of the reason I feel really, really good about these windows. You know, it follows the garage door, the front door process of what we do, right? You call up. We set up an appointment with you to come out and get a sales consultation out there, and my guys are the best. I mean, that just from the standpoint of sales guys, too. I mean, I've got two of my salesmen that have been with me for over 10 years, one of which sold windows before he came to me. So the other one is just unbelievable. Right. And then the one that's only been with me for 3 years, I mean, you couldn't find anybody to make you feel more comfortable coming into your home. And he's been doing all the front doors. So, again, it's a similar process. Right. But we get them out there. We're going to show you the windows. We're going to show you samples of the windows, sample of the garage doors. We're going to show you samples of the front door, right? That's all really similar things. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to measure, right? My guys are going to measure when they're out there. On the garage door side, we can go with those measurements from my salesman. It's not as difficult to measure these. Mm-hmm. My guys have a lot of experience. We're going to get that right 99% of the time. With a front door, with windows, we have to get our installers to come back out. If you decide you're going to go with us, you're going to purchase a front door or some windows, we have to send our installers back out there to get measurements. I can't trust my salesmen. Let's just put it that way. And it's not a knock on them, but there's more out there. There's the rotten wood. We talked about before, there's rotten wood. There's different factors that could be, you know, could be out of the ordinary, or they just might get the measurement right, you know, where my salesman doesn't get it right. So after that takes place, then we're going to order the product. It's going to take, depending on what product it is, it's going to take, on the window side, it's going to probably take 2 to 6 weeks. On the garage door side, we're usually looking at 3 weeks. And on the front door side, unfortunately, we could be anywhere from 2 weeks out to, you know, 5 months out, unfortunately, with some of our front doors. But then at that point, when we get the door in, we're going to call you back. We're going to set up an installation date. We know we've got it in our hands. We know that it's not a damaged product, which happens on occasion. And so then we set that up. We're going to come out, and we're going to knock it out. We're going to clean up after we're done. And we're hoping you're going to be extremely happy.
Well, I know with some of the older existing homes, okay, sometimes, like in the front, they might have three double-hung windows next to each other, and they want to know, Mr. Watkins, can you take those out? I want to put a bay in there instead. Can you do things like that, change things around? And
you can. There's always a limit to how far you can go, but, yeah, we can do it, and that's a pretty cool thing to do in a lot of situations, especially if you got a pretty nice view going out to wherever it is, whether it's your backyard or something in your front yard, maybe, and you know, in Atlanta, you live up on a mountain or a little hill where you got a nice scenic view, or you got a nice creek in the back of your yard, or whatever the situation may be. I mean, we can do just about anything you can envision, and I think that's the thing that sometimes people don't realize: a wall can get knocked out, or like you said, you can take two or three windows out and make a bigger opening. You know, I've done a lot of those things in my home. In fact, I'm getting ready to do some more of it, getting some walls out. But you can really open up a house. You can do some things and put the glass garage doors into a certain spot. You can make your entry doors taller and more grand. You can.
Well, I know you guys are famous for doing something that people thought couldn't be done. If they have a single door, you can put the very elegant double doors in the front doors, right? Talk about
that. Yeah, well, the reason we do that, I mean, a lot of people, it's really a tight squeeze to get your cars in, especially if you got a bigger SUV or a truck or something like that. And that's why we usually get those calls. But it opens up the garage. It allows them to easily get into their garage as well. And, you know, then you only have one garage door to worry about breaking down, one motor to worry about breaking down, instead of two. So you've cut down on half of your repairs down the road. So we could absolutely do it. We put headers in place. We put the drywall back in place. We make the exterior look like it was like this, you know, from the beginning when the house was built, and you never even know that it was done. So, yeah, we can do that stuff.
And you protect the landscape. A lot of times there's hedges and bushes up around the windows. You don't make sure that's all protected, not destroyed. So when you leave, it looks better than it did before you went.
Yeah, no, there is no question about it. You have to protect people's property, right? I mean, you don't want to be dragging stuff in to the house, of course.
Right,
you know, when you're going in and out, you got to make sure, you know, you've got something protecting the carpet or the hardwood floors or everything else inside of there. And then, you know, there's going to be a little bit of debris. You got to clean that up on the window side. But, you know, it's a little easier on the garage door side, but you still have to clean it up. Front door doesn't matter. I mean, those are just basic things that have to be done.
Well, we're up against a break. You're listening to Dan Watkins of the All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors and now Windows. Dan's going to be back, and I heard he's got a special just for you. So don't go away.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. HorizonScreening.com.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Dan about his new division that he just launched. You know, he's famous for a quarter of a century here with the garage doors and the entry doors, the beautiful front doors and all. And now they've expanded by popular demand of all their customers into the beautiful, energy-efficient curb appeals there, economical Provia windows. Right, Dan?
That's right.
You're pretty excited about that too, right?
I'm super excited about it, Jim. I mean, I can tell you, there's certain times I get really excited about things that maybe some people wouldn't, but I've gotten the crew fired up on these windows. I'm super excited about this. I just really think we're going to do a great job with it, and it just fits right into what we do already. I think it's just a very easy transition for us as a company, because there's always struggles, Jim, and we're going to go through some struggles here and there, and that's just business kind of stuff, not like at your house. We're going to struggle. We will not struggle with that. Mm-hmm. We will do a great job with our windows, but yeah, there's just things, whether it's, you know, talking about sales or whether it's marketing or anything in between, you know. But I think we'll get this thing really in great shape very, very soon and have it running like a well-oiled machine, because it's just very similar to what we do with everything else.
Well, you made your name in the garage door business and then eventually expanded into entry doors and now windows. How do you see the similarity between how you've always run your business and the window division?
Well, again, I talked a little bit about already, you know, how, you know, from the time you call and, you know, that whole situation is very, very similar. But again, I think we're talking energy efficiency, we're talking curb appeal, we're talking a lot of different things that kind of run hand in hand.
It's not that different, is it?
It's just not.
It's fundamentals.
We're covering the openings of the house, so how do you do that? And we kind of know how to do that already. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you got different installers for garage doors and front doors and windows, and I would say, believe it or not, the front doors are, you know, it takes the most talent of all to get the front door right. It's got to be perfect. And, you know what, when you come around Georgia and stuff has settled over the years, this isn't a brand new house. I mean, we're putting in something that has been there for a while. And to do that, you've got to know how to make a lot of different adjustments on that front door. It's a really, really difficult installation. All of my guys are very talented. I mean, on the garage door side, I'm always blown away at how fast these guys can take down a door and throw up a door. And not just throw it up, but make it great. You know, make it like they would install it at their own home. It's really incredible. And on the window side too, right? I mean, they've got to get a lot of windows done in a short period of time. So you have to be extremely efficient, and you really got to know what you're doing, or you know you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Now, as far as the market area that you serve for garage doors and entry doors, is pretty much the entire metropolitan statistical area of Metro Atlanta. Is it true for windows?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So wherever you usually go, you also go for windows?
Yep. We're gonna cover all of Metro Atlanta. I mean, that's been doing that for a long time. I, you know, have a bad habit of not ever wanting to turn down business, no matter how far away you are. And some people at my office sometimes think I'm a little bit crazy as far as that goes. But because I've done that, we've now circulated. We have our employees all over Metro Atlanta. So chances are there's somebody pretty close to you already. And, listen, we want to make our customers happy. We want to get to whoever wants us to do work for them.
Now, are there certain economies of scale when you talk about doing garage doors, doing the entry doors, doing the windows? I mean, maybe some people are open-minded to maybe some type of package, bundling or whatever. Do you guys even offer anything like that?
Well, it's like I talked about in the first segment, right? I mean, we absolutely are bundling, and we've got some good financing for everybody. And I think, again, the similarities are there for all three products, right? I mean, are we going to close down the biggest opening in the home with the garage door? Yes. Are we going to the most openings in your homes are windows, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the front door especially. We're typically taking out the side lights and the transoms, and those are windows. So we're getting rid of some of your windows and putting a door in. Of course, there's windows in the door, but it's going to be a much more energy efficient window that's inside that door. So we're kind of closing off all those openings at the same time, so you can start saving a lot of money right away by doing this all at once. Beautify your house. If you don't have the money to do it all at first, we're giving you some coupons. We're giving you some 10% off or 25% off if you're getting all three products. And then, of course, you can finance it.
Well, you know, I see a process here that has been established for years with All Four Seasons, offering a great product, great installation at a great value with the kind of people you don't mind having in your home. Follow-up, warranties, guarantees. I mean, I see a pattern here that you've always had with the garage door business and the front doors.
It's the same. I mean, this is the same thing. I mean, you're literally getting my same salesman. You're dealing with the same people in the office. You're dealing with the same owner.
None of this is being farmed out to another company here on the other side of Atlanta or anything.
No.
It's all under your
It's all under All Four Seasons. They work for All Four Seasons. So,
And you're actively involved every day in the office, right? I mean, you're looking over everything.
I am. Listen, I work on, you know, it's funny, things like this, Jim, and I'll just say, because I know we're getting near the end, I'm going to, and I talked about the special a little bit already, but Jim, I have been instrumental, really, in the development of these windows. I always like to do it first, and then I can hand it off. And I whether it's the sample sections, the sales guys, the advertising, every part of this thing, I got my hands all over it. And then I will pass it along. We're going to get it done, I get it started, and then pass it along. And we just do what we do with everything else is we run our process. And if you got the right process, you're going to get it all done the right way.
Well, what it sounds like all four seasons, you know, you guys still have that local family-operated type culture and customer service, but you're big enough to take care of anything.
Of course.
Quite a balance. What's your secret?
You know, again, I think it's just customer service, but you got to have good systems, and we do, and we got good software, and that's those have been developed over the years, right? I mean, you don't get that
trial and error, right?
Yeah, you don't get there, you know, in 5 years or 6 years or whatever. It takes a lot of years to run these processes, but very happy, very thankful for all of Metro Atlanta. They've been good to me over all these years, and we appreciate everybody, and we hope they give us a shot at their windows as well.
So people, processes, and product.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And a lot of integrity.
Well, I know, Dan, that you have a special offer for our All Four Seasons audience. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, we don't have much time, so I'm going to be quick. If you buy windows from us, we're going to get you 10% off of either garage doors or front doors. If you buy the third product from us, and typically those garage doors are the most inexpensive, we're going to get you our coupon on the windows, we're going to get you 10% on the front door. We're going to get you 25% to celebrate our 25th anniversary on the garage door. So it's going to be just a very tiny little add-on on there by the time you get the garage door.
And if they have any questions about what you just explained, if they want a little more clarification, how do they get in contact with you?
Go to all4seasonsgarages.com or call us at 770-517-7078.
Dan, congratulations on the new window division. Folks, check it out. All Four Seasons Garage, entry doors, and windows. Have a great week.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.